Hello and welcome to the first episode of Songdoers, a music history podcast. I am Devin Hyland, a music historian, so I am well suited to be the host of this podcast. In fact, when they asked me to take the job, I said perfect. I was thinking of the same thing already. I want to add a couple disclaimers off the top of this first episode. Firstly, there are no witches and there are certainly no wizards involved in the creation of what you are hearing. Other podcasts may do things differently. I don't know. I've never heard any. But this is a magic-free zone. Second thing, I will not abide anyone talking during this podcast. If you talk, I'm leaving. Finally, I want to say thank you. Thank you for obeying Rule 3, which is no telling anyone about this podcast. This podcast is a secret between me and you. Don't mention it to Grandma, even if she's in a coma. The risk is too high. She's going to wake up and piss me off. All right. I think that's everything, so welcome to Songdoers. You are entering the magical world of Songdoers, where history and music finally meet one another and like one another. Please turn your volume to its maximum level. Episode 1, Mind Slip. Mind Slip formed in 1982 as a result of a fundraising dare at a Michigan elementary school. The school's principal, Stephen Mage, told his students that if they sold just 10 boxes of cookies door-to-door, he would either dye his hair pink or start a new wave dance electric rock band. He had little faith in his students, as their test scores were the lowest in the state. "I didn't believe they could find a doorbell," he told Rolling Stone magazine years later, "let alone write down a credit card number." Somehow, they succeeded. And since there was no pink dye to be found in the town, he recruited members of the community to start Mind Slip. A firefighter, a grocer, a bellhop, and Elton John rounded out the band. Mage, who had no prior musical experience, became instantly entranced in the project, and 1 week after the band's first rehearsal, he quit his job, divorced his wife, and committed himself to writing a number one hit. Would he ever get it? And if so, would it make him whole? Keep listening for all the answers. Mind Slip's first performance was at the very school where Mage taught, performing for his former students at a grade 8 graduation. No one recognized him until the end of the performance when he put on his glasses. Afterwards, a faculty member described the performance as over the top, while another described it as bottoming out. Mage's singing style was erratic, just like his driving. And while his bandmates may have hated it when Mage was behind the wheel, they loved it when he was behind a microphone. Their first single, Oogie Boogie Woogie Woo, made it to number 9 on the Billboard Top 100 in September of 1983. Years later, Mage crashed his car into some super thick fog, killing himself and Elton John, who came back to life and kept doing his thing. And if you're wondering if Mage ever got his number one hit, he did. Listen now to his song that topped the charts in 1998, Dirt.
The plumber said my shower is too hot and I'm deranged as the chemical arrangement of my skin began to change. With a magnifying glass, I see the bugs upon your skin. I see the skin upon the bugs move as the bugs begin to spin. Dirty people's dirty fingers wrapped around my neck. I do not mind the choking, but the smell of it is black. I am clean, you are the grind. Search my folds, you'll never find dirt. If you catch me moving backwards through your parlor, out the door, it's because the germs inside your home are creatures I abhor. You think I'll grant exception if you bake me something sweet, but I wouldn't touch the plates inside your home against my feet. Your dirty mind is dirty cause your brain sits under grease. And if you don't like what I'm saying, it's those dirty ears, capiche? I am clean, you are the grind. Search my soul, you'll never find. I bought detergent online, it came in a flash. But the box that it came in was unclean, so I threw it in the dish. I am clean, you are the grind. Search and search, but you will never.
Before we end the first episode, I would like to announce that we are running a contest. The first person to send a picture of themselves wearing a funny hat to songdoers@gmail.com wins a pair of socks. Photoshopping is not allowed. The hat has to be real, and the hat has to be hysterical. This is the very last sentence of the first episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Goodbye. Oh, and one more thing. See you later.